वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृतं नारं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायमुदीरयेत्। नष्ट प्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी।
टुडे इज नवंबर 2nd इन अलाचुआ इस्कॉन टेम्पल। वी आर डिस्कसिंग 11th कैंटो चैप्टर 14 टेक्स्ट 12 The Lord Krishna's explaining the yoga system to Uddhava, the excellence of devotional service. So we are going to recite the text 12. I'm going to do the synonyms first, so while we are reciting, you have some idea what you are praying. This is our goal. This sloka looks, it appears like our goal. Krishna wants us to be in love with Him. And when you are in love with Him, how you act? So this is how He is explaining to Uddhava. Mayi, in me, arpita, fixed, atmana, of one whose consciousness, sabha, O learned Uddhava, nirapekshasya, of one bereft of material desires, sarvataha, in all respect, maya, with me, atmana, with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or with one's own spiritual body, sukham, happiness, jat, tat, such, kutaha, how, syat, could it be, vishaya, in material sense gratification, atmanam, of those who are attached.
मयि अर्पिता मनोसभ्य निरपेक्षस्य सर्वतः मयात्मना सुखं जत्वात् कुतः सेद् विषयात्मनम् मयि अर्पितमनसभ्य निरपेक्षस्य सर्वतः मयात्मना सुखं जत्ता कुतः सेद् विषयात्मनम् मयि अर्पितमनसभ्य निरपेक्षस्य सर्वतः मयात्मना सुखं जत्वा कुतः सेद् विषयात्मनम्।
प्लीज चैंट।
मयार्पिता मनसभ्य निरपेक्षस्य सर्वतः मयात्मना सुखं जात्तात् उतस्ताद् विषयात्मना मयार्पिता मनसभ्य निरपेक्षस्य सर्वतः
Vaishnavis.
Maya
मायार्पितात्मनः सर्व निरपेक्षस्य सर्वतः मायात्मना सुखं जातात् कुतस्तत् विषयात्मना मायार्पितात्मनः सर्व निरपेक्षस्य सर्वतः मायार्पणा सुखं जातात् कुतस्तद् विषयात्मना. Translation and purport by sincere serious disciple of Srila Prabhupada. Translation: O learned Uddhava, those who fix their consciousness on me, giving up all material desires, share with me a happiness that cannot be possible by experience by those engaged in sense gratification. Purport. The actual purport of Vedic knowledge is explained in this verse. The word Vishayatmanam includes those who are cultivating material place of mind, self-control and speculative philosophy. But even if such person rise to the platform Sattaguna, the mode of goodness, they do not attain perfection. Because Sattaguna, being material, is also part and parcel of Maya or illusion. As stated by Sri Narada Muni, Kimba yogena sankhena nyasa saddhayayodapi kimba seyabhiranyascha na jatratma pradohari. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is not inclined to award himself even to one who execute the yoga system, speculative philosophy, the renounced order of life or Vedic studies. Indeed, no so-called materially auspicious process can induce the Lord to reveal Himself. 431-12 Srimad Bhagavatam. According to Srila Sridhar Swami, one enjoys the happiness spoken of in this verse while associating in one's own spiritual body with the supreme transcendental form of the Lord. The Lord's transcendental form is filled with infinite, wonderful qualities, and the happiness of being with the Lord is unlimited. Unfortunately, materialistic people cannot possibly imagine such happiness, since they are not at all inclined to love the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Maya arpita manah sabha nirapekshasya sarvatah maya atmana sukham jatat kutasid vishayatmana. Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Pada Kamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Sabadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanitamscha Vancha Kalpataruvescha Kripa Sindhubhayevacham Patitanam Pavanebho Vaishnavebho Namo Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
This one verse is enough explanation, nothing else to speak. This is so complete. Of course, each verse in Bhagavatam is like that. This chapter, those who are interested, of course, you all are interested, to understand what are the symptoms will take place in your life while you are progressing, coming to the lotus feet of Prabhupada and Krishna. What are the symptoms? Externally, how it is painful. Internally, how it is most joyful. And the pleasure that you draw that you never want to get out of it. But simultaneously, externally, not favorable. So Mahaprabhu in Chaitanya Charitamrita, he quote this verse. Bhajye visha jalamai antare anandamai Krishna preme adbhuta charit. The characteristics of Krishna prema, that you have constant adjustment. Because inside you are so happy, you cannot give up Krishna consciousness. It is too good, too nectar, too happy. But outside, oh, car broke down. I don't have enough money. Oh, my spouse is sick. Oh, child has to go, he's sick. So many struggles. You don't want to complain, but you felt like to complain. But complain about what? Your own karma. So Krishna gives very sweet explanation. I had a problem. I thought Krishna doesn't understand the condition of soul, what going through like Pran Govinda Das. But when you read this chapter, it seems like he understands everything. Actually, he understands more than what I think I know about me. Krishna is so loving, so such a perfect psychologist, psychiatrist, you can say, that he actually knows you're in and out for million lives, and he capsulizes everything and put it in one dose. Of course, not everybody will be able to see it immediately. They need some higher sadhu sangha. And through the eye of sadhu sangha, just like telescope bring the invisible star close to your eye, similarly by the sadhu sangha association, what each of us going through in our spiritual journey, they can bring us so close that you will actually start appreciating every devotee. You will start, because even though in this temple we are here individually, we exist, but actually we are helping each other to become Krishna consciousness. This is in this chapter, you will see. Katham bina ramaharsham, there is one verse, very soon it will come. I don't know who is giving the class on that. 23rd, 20, 16. All these verses is like a nectar. It's like a candy. You don't want to take it out from your mouth and you want to chew it. Because it's tasty. Katham bina ramaharsan dravita cetasa vina binananda sukalaya suddhita bhakta vinasaya. He's talking about your life. Krishna is talking about his compassion, but actually it is in our individual life. In this verse, the sloka says, maya arpita atmanam sadbha. Krishna, the verse that we are reciting, maya arpita. Arpita means you offer. Did we gather just now to offer to Krishna? How we offering right now? How we are offering to Krishna? Attention. Very good. You giving your ear, you giving your mind to pay attention. This is how. And it's interestingly, Krishna addressed Uddhava as a Shabha. Shabha means the most intimate, confidential, closest person. External meaning is there, Shabha, Shabha means evil versus gentle. But Krishna is here, everything Krishna speaks is
verbalizing his inner feeling through a word called Bhagavatam. This is actually his feeling, and this is very sweet that how Krishna is expressing this to Uddhava. Even in the beginning we know that Uddhava meeting with Krishna first time, you know, Uddhava never met Krishna until Krishna left Vrindavan. Even though it's like you may say it's only couple hour journey, he could have gone. But whole life Uddhava was thinking, I love Krishna and I know nobody loves like me. You never heard? Did you ever think like nobody ever loves Krishna like you? Yes, this is Krishna will make you. Every gopi felt the same thing. That was all the Raslila. Tomorrow we'll discuss, we'll start tonight a little bit. And this is all about Raslila. Then Uddhava felt that in this world, if anybody knows about Krishna consciousness, it's me. I know in and out all 18 branches of knowledge that Brihaspati emphasized. It's in my heart by the mercy of my Guru, Brihaspati. And Sukhdev Goswami is very eloquently in 47th chapter, the first verse in 10th canto, first verse he says who Uddhava is. Three verses, but the first verse he says, Vrishninam Prabhara Mantri, Krishnascha Dvaita Sakha. Who is Uddhava? Vrishninam Prabhara Mantri. He is not only minister of the Vrishni dynasty or Jadavas, he is a very expert in counseling. And as I am speaking, there are so many pastimes that how Krishna, Uddhava counsel Krishna. You think Krishna need counseling? You may think you need counseling. So you come to Bhagavad Gita, you come to Sadhu, you hear about philosophy. When somebody dies, hey Prabhu, can you read the Bhagavad Gita? Hey, if somebody is sick, something danger happening, read some Shastra. But Krishna who spoke the Shastra also need counseling. What counseling? Because he is overwhelmed, joyful, his heart is saturated with love for all his devotees, headed by Uddhava. And he verbalized, when he speaks, this poetic form is actually gives the very tasteful, most personal proximity of relating the message that how much he loves to Uddhava. So one instant that Uddhava just saw Krishna first time in his life and is very overwhelmed. Wow, just like the way I read in the Shastra, he just looked like this. Actually, he's more than that. Wow, look at his smile. Uddhava is going completely overwhelmed by seeing Krishna. Who is Krishna? He just killed Kamsa. This is his first meeting. You know? Seeing your ultimate object of love. And he said, well, it was already predicted Kamsa will be killed. Then Uddhava got bewildered according to Prabhupada. In third canto, Prabhupada said Uddhava was bewildered because the way Krishna speak to his parents, he said, I'm sorry, Mother Devaki and Father Vasudev, you know, I was afraid of Kamsa, so I went to Vrindavan. Uddhava is thinking, what is he talking about? What? He's not afraid. And all the Kamsa's agent are listening. Oh, he is afraid of our leader. But he killed our leader. And Uddhava knows all of them and he's looking around. Oh gosh, why Krishna speak? Because out of his love, he loves those demons. Not that he loves the demoniac nature, he loves those souls to come back out of demoniac nature so that they can focus. Because they are not focusing on Krishna, now they are focusing. He is afraid. That boy, Krishna. Wow. So, but Uddhava was a little bewildered. Prabhupada writes in a purport. Then after that, Uddhava saw a very, very sophisticated way to glorify his devotee. The Krishna told the Ugrasen, who was in jail. You know, when you, well, you may not know, I hope you don't have to know. When you are long time in jail, your body and your mind, everything become different kind of than normal society of walking, talking. Sugrasen was a house arrest whole life by his son Kamsa. So today he got released this morning, and he also assembled with all these millions of devotees, and they saw Kamsa got killed, and Krishna just stood up on the high stool in the assembly, and he says, "Today one king dead, and we are going to coronate the new king." And he told, "Grandfather, please come. You are our new king." And Ugrasen thinking, "I was in jail until this morning. He wants me to become king. I am old man. How am I going to do? This is not possible." And Uddhava is watching. "My lord, how he is doing this?" Uddhava is actually exploring different angle of Krishna, where Krishna addressed him this way today. So then Uddhava is watching. Then Krishna says, "But grandfather, why are you worried?" He said, "I'm an old man. King has to fight. King has to rule. I don't know how to do." He said, "Don't worry. Just believe me." "Yes, I believe you." "Then come." "Okay, today Ugrasen going to be our future king." And Ugrasen is nervous. He's shaking. He said, "Don't worry, grandfather. Do you know who bow to my lotus feet? All the rulers of the whole universe, all the demigod, all the sages, all the powerful men bow down to my feet. You know that." He said, "Yes. And I bow down to your feet now. So what will happen? You don't have to do anything." So Krishna bowed down to his grandfather. Uddhava says, "Oh, first class speech he gave." So Ugrasen became a famous king who just have to order, don't have to do anything. Because everybody is on the lotus feet of Krishna, and Krishna is at the feet of Ugrasen. So after doing this, some time passed by, and Krishna was feeling deep separation from Brajavasis, especially from the gopis and Mother Yashoda, Nanda Baba. One day they are going to have a meeting. That's why Krishna addressed Uddhava as a Shubha. It's the same word used. The meeting is about to begin. The new king, Ugrasen, is there. All the ministers are selected by Krishna. Krishna did everything. Everybody is waiting. Balaram is waiting. But Krishna is not found. And they don't know what happened. So they all know that Uddhava knows Krishna by philosophy and by his dedication and his surrender. But something Uddhava is going to explore, he never explored before. So Uddhava is thinking, where did Lord go? I mean, I know in philosophy he is everywhere. This is Uddhava, you understand? It's not you in Alachua thinking. Uddhava is also thinking. He is everywhere, so he cannot be invisible. He is everywhere, and at the same time he is also personal form as my cousin, as my worshipable object. Where did he go? He went to his room. He went everywhere looking for it. So then he came to the court. He said, "Everybody remain seated until I bring the Lord." He could not find. Then he started nervous. Uddhava is thinking, "How am I going to tell the court and the king? And I cannot find God, but he's everywhere. I know the philosophy. I am Uddhava, the disciple of, I have complete knowledge. Nobody has complete knowledge of Krishna like me. But I cannot find him." When he failed everything, then he sat down in a palace of Ugrasen corner. Then all of a sudden he saw a few drops of water coming from the roof. Until that, he was looking around. There is no rain, there is nothing. Where the water would come? So he thought, that would be weird to go on the roof for it. Especially I'm searching for the Lord to have the meeting start, the first meeting. But nonetheless, his heart was taking him. Let me see where this water coming from. He went all the way to the roof. And he was shocked that the Lord Krishna in a corner on the roof, he's crying. That part he never learned until that day. Is it possible that God cries? First he was confused. He paid obeisances. But he noticed that Lord is not even watching him. He is in his own world. And tears so much coming from Krishna, he does not understand why Lord has to cry. He is self-satisfied, he is complete, he knows everything, he has everything, there is nothing lacking. You cry for something you don't have. But Krishna has everything. Why you would cry? So he didn't know. His brain is going, his intelligence is going cuckoo, in a, not in a bad way. So he could not figure it out. Then he coming slowly, slowly near by him, said, I'm so sorry, my Lord, did something happen? But Lord is not speaking. After a little while, Lord started speaking. Uddhava, I miss my mother. And he started crying, literally. Krishna started crying and tears coming from his eyes. I miss my father. I miss all these coward boys. I miss all the Brajavasis. I know since I left, they do not cook, they do not eat, they do not do anything. They just cry and cry and cry. And Krishna, even though he is in Mathura, he knows everything what is happening in Vrindavan. He said, do you know Nanda Baba? He goes outside. Krishna, I have a betel leaf. I want to give you from my mouth. I know you enjoy after I chew it. But you are not here. Then he faint. After a while, some other coward man raise him up. Say, Nanda Baba, you crying on the road. We have to go home. He takes him home. See. After a while, Nanda Baba locked the door. Because when he goes out, he sees Krishna in everything, everywhere he was doing things. He cannot take it. It's too much painful separation. So he went and locked him up himself inside the palace. Mother Yashoda, she's so much devastated in separation. She's talking like a crazy lady. Then she goes there. She jumped on this thorn. See, I remember. They were so naughty that this hedge, Balaram would lift up and Krishna would get stuck and then he would cry for me. Oh, I cannot believe that he's not here. And she would go here, there, and cry. Sometimes she would faint for a whole day. And all these ladies would come. They are also crying. The whole Vrindavan is saturated of tears. Then while Krishna is speaking, he cries and cries. How much he cries? The whole roof became like a little kennel. And the water coming all the way to the bottom. Uddhava was shocked. Is the knowledge is not enough to know God? But what is the purpose of knowledge? It is the relationship the Lord cares. It is the feeling that Lord cares. It is the love the devotee holds. The Lord cannot bear a moment not to reciprocate. Uddhava was dumbstruck. He could not speak. He forgot about meeting downstairs or whatever it is. He just spent with the Lord. He's thinking, what happened to the Brajavasis? Who are they? I understand that he was staying there. What did they do? The Lord had to cry. I never heard God cries. Not only cries, he's crying like a human. He's feeling intense separation. This is never explained in any scriptures. That's why in one of the purport, Prabhupada says that amongst all the devotees, Uddhava is the best. Because he reveals the secret of Brajavasis, feeling for the Lord. What did Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur says? Our goal of life? I'm going to read exact what he says. Right here, I made a note. He says, serving the Brajavasis who felt great separation from Krishna when he left Braja to reside in Mathura is our supreme constitutional occupation. This is our main duty, to feel the separation of those Brajavasi who felt a great separation when Krishna decided to live outside. Uddhava started crying. Then Uddhava went completely introspectively, overwhelmed and bewildered. That I'm crying for the Lord, that I could never experience something which never revealed, neither by my Guru Brihaspati or scriptures or any other sadhu, until today the Lord Himself revealed. Then he fell at his feet. My Lord, please tell me, how can I serve you in this service? Because Uddhava wanted to serve Krishna in reference to Brajavasi, his position is the highest. Then Krishna revealed to him, I want you to go to Vrindavan. But Krishna is so loving. Krishna will never ever ask any Alachua devotee by force surrender to his lotus feet. He wants you to come according to your space, according to your time. But he is anxiously waiting. So he told Uddhava that yes, that is the best service you can do, if you can go and counsel my parents, the gopis, the Brajavasis. Uddhava thought, oh, so knowledge is important. Because I have gathered all this knowledge, Krishna is going to use me now to use this knowledge to counsel all the Brajavasis. Actually, Krishna is the most trickiest. Don't try to cheat Krishna. Don't try to lie or don't deceive. Believe me, Uddhava failed. He thought because he has the knowledge, Krishna is using him for that. But end of the journey, because of the time, end of the journey, he actually, a comparison given, like a knowledge is like a mountain. So you want to see the beautiful mountain and you're looking up, up, up. And all the knowledge you have is took a form of a crown on your head. So when you're looking up, 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 all the way to the top, you know what happened to the crown? All the knowledge became crushed. He put the knowledge into pieces and threw it into Jamuna. Never he wants that knowledge. He came to the conclusion, Bande Nanda Brajastrinam Padarenu Vyabhikshnasa Jesam Hari Kathod Gitam Punati Bhuvanatrayam. Oh my Lord, only thing I want, the foot dust of those ladies of Nanda Maharaj's village, so I can put it on my head. Those foot dust are not the foot dust. Mahaprabhu says, Oi Nanda Tanu Jakinkaram Patitamma Vishame Bhavambudo Kripayatava Pada Pankajastita Dhuli Sadrisham Vichintaya. Srila Prabhupada translates, Oh my Lord, O son of Maharaj Nanda, Krishna, some or other I have fallen into the ocean of birth and death. Please pick me up from the ocean of death and place me as a atom at your lotus feet. So Mahaprabhu says we should aspire to become a dust. Dust is not a dust in spiritual world. Dust is pre-deposited with full cognition. Full cognition means full relationship. Full knowledge is washed away. But knowledge is required in order to come to that point. Otherwise, we'll miss the boat. Because all this knowledge and feeling and relationship, do you know the difference between these two? Even though it appears like this knowledge is not required to understand Krishna, but actually, knowledge has a three divisions. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur writes, Sambandha Gyan, Tat Padartha Gyan, Tam Padartha Gyan, Jiva Brahma Aikya Sajujya Gyan. These three knowledge you must gather by the mercy of your Guru Prabhupada. Tat Padartha Gyan means who Krishna is. When you see who Krishna is, then you will appreciate that his love for me, not because who I am, because who he is. He is so loving. There is nothing we can ever endeavor or try to abandon him or say, make him feel like I am tired or disgusted with you. Never. Krishna will never feel ever to withdraw his affection from any conditioned soul. Never possible. This verse gives so sweet, madrika prapanna pasupasa vimokshanaya, that nothing a soul can do to make Krishna angry or upset. That I am fed up with you, I am not going to give you mercy. There is no such thing. Krishna, you cannot make. This is tat padartha jnana. Tam padartha jnana, that your ultimate happiness, your ultimate cherish, anything that you ever wanted is lying in bhakti, offering to Bhagavan. That is the beginning of the verse. Maya arpita. And jiva brahma ikko sajijya jnana, merging or any other idea, you must understand and throw it in a trash can that you never need it. But you must understand what is merging, what is material sense enjoyment, everything, and then throw it in a trash can. These three knowledge, when you have complete, guess what happened to that knowledge? It becomes the relationship. It becomes the feeling, it culminates into rati. Rati or bhava is a combination of sambit potency and ladini potency, Prabhupada writes in Madhyalila 799, that this sambit means you have eternally a relationship with the Lord and you have a feeling for Him. Even though in the beginning we may say this verse is applicable to advanced devotee like Uddhava, Brajabhasis, not for me. When I chant, I don't feel that kind of feeling. But here we say that more we absorb our head into the philosophy, that will convince us to put our heart into chanting. Chanting is everything. But you cannot put your heart into chanting until you are convinced that this is actually what I need. So philosophy is required to convince our heart to go with the chanting. Then with the head and the heart, we will enter into this transcendental realm where we will be actually serving Krishna in pure love. Doing what we don't feel like doing is not necessarily artificial or superficial. Because I know a lot of devotees feels like I'm chanting, but I don't feel like to chant sometimes. So sometimes doing something that we may not like doing, that doesn't mean it is superficial. Rather, when you chant actually, and you will be going more deeper, deeper, deeper into the soul at the core of spiritual substance, who you are as a spiritual being, as a conscious being, where you have a spiritual emotion. That time you will see actually those who are not chanting, they are superficial life. Hearing about Krishna and chanting Krishna's name is not superficial, it's a genuine, real, tasty, eternal Krishna conscious substance. And at that time you will discover something very unique. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says that you will feel in your innate nature you have a longing to please the Lord. You will be like always thinking, what can I do to please them, to please them. This is the symptom that actually the attachment to the Lord will bring you feeling separation from them. And from that separation, material detachment will come. any other process is artificial. Attachment to Krishna. Attachment to Krishna, you will feel within you that you are longing for Him. You want to please Him. That attachment will create a separation feeling even while you are serving. Radharani feels, even though Krishna is sitting next to her, He may leave. Oh, please don't leave. Krishna says, I'm not going to leave. Actually, they never leave in Prem Sarovar. They eternally reside there in Radha Kund. But constant Krishna is thinking, I may miss her, she may go away, and then immediately like showing all this expression of love. She is doing the same thing. Why? Separation dances in the front forehead of their union. That's unity. That union becomes so condensed, they never separate from that part. That's why Srila Prabhupada was very angry in Nairobi. Or Mauritius, I forget which part is it. One of the country in Africa where Janmashtami night they decorated the altar and they put Radha Krishna in two separate places. And Prabhupada was hitting his cane so heavy, and then all the devotee gathered, is everything okay, Prabhupada? The altar looks beautiful. He said, no, who has done this? They said, what? Who has done what? He said, who? Where is Krishna? So he's behind the bush. Prabhupada said, never separate Krishna from Radha. Radha Krishna are eternally together. He's not talking about only Vrindavan. He's talking about particular place in Vrindavan called Radha Kund, where Radha Krishna never separate. Because separation, what keeps, separation is required. Separation keeps love alive. The feeling for each other, that you have feeling for the Krishna, separation keeps it alive. So in the union, separation also exists. That's how the love is reciprocated more and more and more. Gaur Premanande Hare Hare. Any question, correction, conclusion? Yes, Prabhu.
You said that somehow that Krishna would never become, what did you say, displeased with you? But ever? Remember, how did you say it?
Yes.
But what if you offended the devotee, then what? What is Krishna?
When I offend a devotee, Krishna is sad, but He will never condemn you. Not possible. This is not His nature. Krishna will never condemn any soul. But He is sad that I'm committing offense to another Vaishnava. Then He will create a atmosphere, a pastime where you, I mean, as I'm speaking, there's so many pastimes, I just remember, that how He will eradicate that disease. Offense means, you know, the bottom line of offense? When we are not sincere and simple, we are trying to imitate something. Imitation causes the offensive nature. Genuine, sincere acceptance of Krishna consciousness, there is no offense. But I think I am better than that person. Or I think, this is the imitation. So imitation causes this. So nothing you can do for Krishna ever say to you, I'm fed up with you. That's true. Krishna will never. Because that verse, you read Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur comment in 8th canto, 3rd chapter. This Madrika Prapanna Prasupasa Vimokshanaya Namo Lalaya Bhuri Karunaya. And Prabhupada gave, you know, that verse is so sweet. Prabhupada say, translate word to word meaning, not in the translation. He said, Krishna is eager to give you mercy before you even pray. How merciful, how compassionate. The problem is not Krishna at all. Problem is the soul does not have a tendency to come to Him for shelter. Is that okay?
You say it's okay.
Thank you. Yes, Prabhu.
Thinking we just had Govardhan Puja,
mm.
And there's a devotee who offended He was trying to kill all the residents. I mean, that's a serious offense.
Yes.
Lord Indra sent this cloud to try to kill all the inhabitants of Vrindavan, so that would have been considered an offense. And we see how Krishna dealt with Indra. That is
true, but when you look at the commentary, the Krishna had six things he wanted to accomplish in 24th chapter. And one of the six things is he wanted to purify Indra. Why? Even though he committed such a grave offense, because he's devotee. Even when Indra came, it's very interesting. Of course, I don't want to go off. When Indra came, there's so many angles to look at it. When Indra came to Krishna, he took shelter of Surabhi cow, mother cow. So Surabhi cow says, okay, now Krishna ran away from the boys and now he's alone. Go. So, I'm afraid. I don't want to go. I cannot confront because I'm afraid he will turn me into ashes. He was afraid. Then Surabhi thought a nice psychological poem. He said, do you really feel guilty? Do you really feel that you committed an offense? Do you feel? Indra says, yes. Then you personally go. Don't take a media or psychologist to counsel for you. If you really feel offended to a Vaishnava, go to that Vaishnava. Don't talk to another Vaishnava, oh, I committed that, I hope that. This is not actually genuine, honest, sincere approach to get out of offense. So Surabhi pushed him, go! So Indra went, but he's trembling. Because Krishna is such a loving. Before even Indra started talking, oh my Lord, hey, you talking to Lord? Who is Lord? You are Lord in heaven. Why you asking me? I am the Lord. Why you praying me, Lord? Indra is like a dumbstruck. He's my Lord, but he's saying I'm Lord in heaven. Please forgive me. Forgive? Why? What did you do? Krishna want to test you. Be prepared. Hari Bol Vaishnavas, whoever is listening online. Be prepared. Krishna is not going to accept you without testing. You better be prepared. Take the mercy of Prabhupada. There's a good joke Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur writes. If you have a Lord Chaitanya and your Prabhupada, see, anybody can answer, please raise hand. Don't answer. Say, imagine you are sitting there, all of a sudden Radha Rani appeared, Krishna appeared, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, and Prabhupada appeared. But you have only one garland. If you know the answer, who are you going to offer the garland? Please raise your hand. Okay, 2, 3, 4. How do I do? 5, 6, 7. Okay, you can answer. Very intelligent. Thank you. Offer the garland to Prabhupada. Even though they are object of receiving the garland. That is smart. Because this test will come. So many tests will come. Krishna wants to see actually where you are coming from. That's why Prabhupada is so merciful. He's so kind. He's telling, doesn't matter how advanced you become a disciple, never think you are better or equal than your guru. Always at the feet of guru as a fool. That is safe. You wanted to say something, Prabhupada? Yeah.
You mentioned how Krishna won't force any of the Alachua devotees to love him. And but there does seem to be, in the trajectory of devotees' lives, situations where they have no choice but to take shelter of Krishna. He arranges very difficult circumstances. Mm-hmm. And so we could say strong impetus, but oftentimes it even seems like force. He does this through his, you know, his distress facilities oftentimes, and did this with Queen Kunti. So, you know, the whole material world is a reformatory.
What we see, what we hear is one thing, and what Krishna is thinking is another thing, but I don't know what Krishna is thinking, but I can hear what acharyas are saying Krishna is thinking. Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur actually answers similar to this question. that Krishna noticed, actually, this is also in 4th Canto, 29th chapter, 69 verse, end of the purport, Prabhupada put a very interesting point. That sometime devotee prays. You familiar with that prayers? Devotee prays. You become a Hare Krishna devotee, immediately you pray, I want to go back home, back to God at end of this life. So Prabhupada says that Krishna thinks, okay, this guy, I'm just paraphrasing, I'm not exactly saying what Prabhupada says, but what I understood, Krishna is thinking, this person, he has come to approach me, he wants to come back home, end of this life, but the desire he has, and he cried for so many lives, he needs another 1 million life. And he wants me to wipe it out everything and put it into this life, end of this life, he wants to come back home. So Krishna is thinking, so lovingly, he wants to come. I will make him to come. But he cried to have this person as his spouse. He cried to have this helicopter or some island or something. So much. I cannot just wipe it out. I'll give a little token and see how far he goes with it. And then when he gets the token, but the token is not complete, so he feels it, oh, maybe I don't want, maybe I want, maybe I don't want, maybe I want, maybe I don't want, maybe I should be serious. Well, I want to be, but I cannot today, you know. It's like going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. It is not Krishna is doing it. Krishna is mercifully giving that devotee a chance that, come on, keep on desiring what you want. You really want to come back, or you really have still you want to explore? What else you got? Like Madan Mohan Prabhu will say, Krishna say, so, you want to come back, or you want something else? Then the devotee may say, what else you got? Okay, here it is, the Maya's world. So actually, whatever is happening to devotee is not actually Krishna is forcing. The devotee wants those. Krishna is just trying to give him a little push. You really wanted this, you don't remember, but I don't want to just dismiss the case that you wanted. Dhruva Maharaj wanted a bigger kingdom than his grandfather. And Krishna gave him, yes? But he didn't want it. Many examples. This young girl got married and she had a darshan of Krishna, then she forgot how to take care of husband, children and everything. And there, she became so hypnotized just by one glimpse of Krishna one time that she completely forgot the world. She could not fit ever into this. Why? Because she desperately wanted to go to Krishna. Krishna just made it. But externally, the neighbor family, they got disturbed. Oh, this person is lost. So they have a mental hospital run by Radharani in Vrindavan. Says they send her to that mental hospital. It's not a mental hospital. Because Prabhupada also said, you know, this temple is Vaikuntha. Do you know any another thing Prabhupada said about the temple? Thank you. And I was a little shocked. I said, is the temple is a Vaikuntha or a mental hospital? Prabhupada said, both. So he figured it out. And Radharani is the in charge, so welcome to the mental hospital. Means you wash your mind and then get out. So in that sense, what I understand, that it is not that Krishna ever forces a devotee. But devotee sometimes prays so much, he forgets that what he prays. Krishna does not forget. When you pray to Krishna, he never forgets. He will give you the reward. But when you get it, you say, this is not what I wanted. Excuse me. Krishna is such a loving, you may forget, but he doesn't forget. So in that sense, the blame has to be taken to, I mean, I take blame myself. I am trying to be responsible for everything happening in my life. And it's a fact. It's not up to Krishna. Krishna is compassionate. He's always giving. But it is I who calculate in a wrong way. Is that okay, Prabhu? Thank you. It's difficult to tolerate, but hey, if you really see what you're getting, you will voluntarily tolerate. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says, tolerate humiliation. One devotee said, you are bad. Don't react. Maybe there is something in me, in my heart, that he saw. Maybe I should act such a way. He said, tolerate, tolerate. You will be eternally free. When you see the result, what we are getting, eternally free, then why not tolerate one life? Whether Janmashtami Prabhu says, with the Prabhupada's discussion with Tamalkrishna Maharaj, when Tamalkrishna Maharaj was expressing, can this life be stretched into 2-3 life? I'm paraphrasing. Instead of just one life so much, why not 2-3 lives? So then journey become easier. But Prabhupada didn't agree with it. Prabhupada said, give one life and try your best. And even if you fail, Lord Chaitanya will come and fill up the gap that you could not do and make you complete eligible and go back home. Hari Bol. Prabhu, you have something to say?
I was just meditating on that 4:29, 69 verse. It says that one should see the whole cosmic manifestation the same way that Krishna sees it. But it says it's not always possible because of...
just like the
dark moon planet
cannot be seen.
Yes. So it's because of material desires are blocking. And it says by Krishna's mercy, sometimes he groups all your material desires into one group. And he just calls it material desires. You don't have to separate it into all the different ones. It's just material desire. And then you can deal with it wholesale, as opposed to dealing with getting rid of one material desire, another material desire. You deal with it as one unit, all material desires.
This is very good. You know, you want to know a tip? You want to advance very quick? If you have something you really don't want, but it's coming, when you go through the experience, keep that painful memory in you. In 5th canto, Prabhupada says, one should look back where they come from. All this painful experience you had, keep it. You don't need it, but you need it to advance quick. Ultimately, you don't need it, but that will help you. It helps me. That's why I'm saying this. Prabhupada is so practical. We'll end. Is that okay? Okay, one last point. Janmashtami Prabhupada. Oh, what is the time now? Oh, I'm sorry.
The point you were making about how the Krishna consciousness is very joyful, but externally is very painful.
Yes.
And
Mahaprabhu,
does that always have to be that way? I mean,
there's
the chant, dance, and be happy, but that happiness is internal. It's not external. Because there's a lot of, what your point is that as one advances, Krishna helps him by more and more detaching him from the world and showing that it's a phantasmagoric pursuit and it just leads to distress if you go there.
But when we say we are follower of Mahaprabhu and Mahaprabhu gave this, Bhajya Visho Jalamay Bhitare Anandamay Krishna Premet Adbhuta Chari. The characteristics of love of Godhead is that externally you will feel like poison. You know poison? You don't know poison because you didn't drink poison. But when you are actually experiencing poison when you are advancing in spiritual path, the material demand, material things, actually you will feel like a poison. Poison kills, but you can't do anything about it. It feels like. Now question comes, what Prabhu asked is a very nice question, that does it have to be that way? Yes. Mahaprabhu says yes. Why? And Mahaprabhu gave a reason. You know why? You may say, I really love Prabhupada. I really love Radha Samsundar. There is no doubt. Where is the proof? Anybody can say. Hari Bol Mataji, Hari Bol Pitaji, Prabhuji, I love you. I love you the most. Anybody can say to anybody. How it is proven that this is genuine love? How? When challenge comes. When challenge comes, when challenges come right in front of you, your love is tested. So it has to be that way. Because in our practical life, I'm not bragging about it, you all are experiencing, I'm sure, because I'm the most, I mean, I should not say most, I'm at least feeling, at least in the bottom line of Alachua devotees. So if I am feeling this, then hundreds of devotees are feeling, I'm sure, because they are more advanced than me. That when we are progressing, these things actually strengthens us. Do you know, Srimati, I'll end with this. With Radharani was asked this question. You know who asked that question to Radharani? Can you imagine who could ask? Krishna. But not in a form of Krishna, in a form of a girl. Krishna took a form of a girl, beautiful girl, and Radharani just saw, and all the girls saying, this is a new girl, just came. So they inquired, Lalita Sakhi, where are you from? She said, from heaven. I have a question to Srimati Radharani. I came from heaven. So they interviewed. It's a big long story, but I'll just conclude with the last part. So in their conversation, this girl, Sakhi, is asking to Srimati Radharani, how you tolerate? He abuses. He said, I will meet you, and then he goes meet from heaven. We see this. He goes with other girl, and then he comes and lies and all. How you tolerate? Why you tolerate? And Radharani is not thinking this is Krishna. He's thinking, a heavenly girl has come. I must. So challenge came, and then the question of challenge came. Who is she? Who is Radharani? How much love she has for Krishna? That was the question, indirectly. She said, you know, he is the most lovable person. When he does all this trickery, playful pastimes, it is not actually weakening my love for him. It's strengthening my love. So she quoted this verse. And Prabhupada quoted that verse too. Nahi suttasya singhasya pravishanti mukhim riga. That lion is the king in the forest. So, king of the forest is lion, and the lion has a right to eat any animal. You all know that. An animal knows this. That lion has a right to eat whoever he wants. But have you ever seen, Radharani is speaking this, have you ever seen that lion just said, hey, animal, come, enter in my mouth? Have you ever seen? Or if lion is lying down, Radharani says, have anybody heard that the animal said, well, he's going to eat me anyway one day. I better enter in his mouth while he's lying down and open mouth. Never! He said, no animal, pravishanti mukha miga. Pravishanti means enter. Never enter into the mouth of lion. And lion always has to eat, even though he has a rightful ownership to eat. He has to chase, chase and chase, and he has to defeat. What does he do after he defeats the animal? He breaks the neck or make him dead, and then he put the paw on top of the dead, his object of food, and then he roar. You know how they roar, something like that. So loud, and the whole jungle, all the animals shakes. Yes, yes, he's our king. He got somebody. Yes, we are under your protection. You are the most powerful. Why lion does this? I never knew that until I heard from Radharani. Radharani says, he does this to show that, hey, until 1 minute before I killed him, that animal and the other thought, maybe chance is there that I may lose. But just to prove my power, I am the king of this forest and nobody mess with me. Radharani says, every time Krishna put these challenges, he goes here, there or something, challenging, testing my love. I conquer and defeat and prove my supremacy. It gives me a joy that I am the best lover. I do know how to please him. Shrimati Radharani ki jaya. So challenges is eternally there too.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Or where is it? Or where is it?